This is Breaking Kayfabe Radio, the best wrestling podcast in the world. And now, your esteemed hosts, back together after an 11-year hiatus, Chris Guardino and Steven Orellano.
That's right. I'm at Chris G. 573, also known as the sound that runs the pound, still the pro wrestling melee world heavyweight champion. And this, my co-host, Steven Orellano, at Steven Orellano. I'll say it again, the best wrestling podcast in the world. That goes out to everyone. Talk is Jericho, ENC, the Savage Land. Nobody fucking touches this shit.
Kid, they don't want no smoke. They don't want no smoke.
All right, so
let's do this. We're here for one reason only, and that is to give you guys the full wall-to-wall coverage of the NFL Pro Bowl.
Yeah.
Wait, that's not it.
Oh, the Royal Rumble.
The Royal Rumble is tonight, and I am hyped. How are you feeling?
I'm so hyped. By the end of today, by midnight tonight, we will have witnessed our fifth Royal Rumble within a single calendar year. That is a lot of Royal Rumbles. So we're just going to give you our predictions, what's going to happen, what are we going to see. What do you want to start with? Men's Rumble?
Yeah, start with the Men's Rumble.
Start with the Men's Royal Rumble. Honestly, how many real options are there?
I think there's two.
Give them to me.
There's only one, really one, and that's going to be the man, Seth. Oh, I'm sorry, I misspoke. Is that his nickname still anymore? Or no, right? Got taken?
No, it got to be his.
Seth freaking Rollins.
Yeah, Seth Rollins.
Is okay. My prediction. And I think it's the only choice, to be honest with you.
We got Seth Rollins is obviously the overall favorite. The only, probably Braun Strowman, maybe. I don't see it.
I didn't even know he was in the match till you just said it.
Yeah, and then other than that, you have Drew McIntyre, who's... Drew McIntyre is ready, but
yeah.
Drew McIntyre's character is not ready.
Yeah, but like, say he did win, which would be, I think, an upset. I mean, I got big money on Seth Rollins. I laid $500, all right, against the spread.
That's chips, my friend. I put $7,000 on the Kingslayer, okay? Because it's time for Seth Rollins to walk into WrestleMania and end this Brock Lesnar shit.
It's ready, man. And people say maybe it'll be, like, too predictable if he wins. But that's what we always say this, right? Like, I always say this. I think that's what the Royal Rumble's about. It needs to be, like, this needs to make sense. I don't like when a screwy, like, guy out of left field comes to win it. It kind of ruins it.
Honestly, like, happened, what, twice?
And there's a reason. It shouldn't happen.
Yeah, no, it's dumb.
It shouldn't happen.
People, Royal Rumble's always been predictable.
Yes.
I mean, how many, like, yeah, there's a couple where it's like, okay, it could be Batista or John Cena.
Yeah.
But for the most part, almost every Royal Rumble is pretty predictable.
Like when Stone Cold won.
Oh, yeah.
Saw that coming.
It's the main event, well, one of the main events of WrestleMania. There's only a handful of people who can actually win it.
Real quick, how do you feel about that? I always felt, too, like the winner of the Royal Rumble, that should be the main event of WrestleMania, not one of. I don't like when they do that. Like, when it's the opening match of WrestleMania, it just annoys me.
Opening's a little ridiculous. Obviously, it depends on who's at WrestleMania, what the other matches are, especially when there's two world titles. This year, if it is Seth Rollins, I mean, this year we're probably looking at Ronda Rousey main eventing WrestleMania.
Which I'm totally on board for.
Yeah, I'm totally on board as well. So no matter what, the male winner of the Royal Rumble, probably not going to main event WrestleMania. It doesn't bother me. You know, I saw a stat, only 50% of Royal Rumble winners have actually main evented WrestleMania.
Really?
A little more than 50.
Yeah. All right, that's fine.
Yeah, especially with two belts.
That makes sense. By the way, we keep looking away because we're actually watching the Royal Rumble right now.
Let's get sued.
We're going to get pulled. Jamie, are we going to get pulled for doing that?
Jamie, what am I looking at here? There's a guy. There's a small guy in a mask. What is this?
So anyway, this guy, Bob. What's his name? Buddy Murphy?
Bob Murphy.
I think it's Buddy, bro.
No, Bob's Discount.
Buddy Murphy.
Cruiserweight champion versus, I don't know.
This guy's really good, though. I like him.
Yeah, I don't watch 205 Live. But anyway.
Who's your prediction? Who you got? You going Seth?
I have to go Seth Rollins.
You going Seth?
I have to go Seth Rollins.
Let's do it.
I mean, I think it's his time.
It is.
I think with the unfortunate Roman Reigns situation,
yeah.
You need someone to fill that top babyface spot on Raw. And right now, who else is there? I think he's the right choice.
He's
a beast. Everyone loves him.
He's been carrying that show for, the last year?
Yeah. And I want to see Seth Rollins versus Brock Lesnar.
Oh, big time. Yeah. Big time. Because when they fought, it was the heel Seth, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
It was 100 years ago.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Say it's not Seth. Who would satisfy you?
I told you. Ooh. I like the way you said that. Oh, yeah. Oh, big time. You want to get satisfied? You want to get stretched out? Drew McIntyre.
Oh,
that
God.
Big horse. Why do people listen to this podcast again? Can someone tell me why?
There's 11 people. I'm the only one who listens to it. I just go back and I'm like, yeah, I'm right. That guy really knows what he's talking about.
He's well
informed. He's got it all, man. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, Drew McIntyre is the only other person that even makes a little sense.
No, Braun Strowman.
But Braun, like, he just got thrown into the match. It would just be so, like, what's going on?
I don't think the time is right for Braun Strowman.
Exactly. It would just be like, hey, man, what's happening?
Braun's in a weird spot right
Very
now.
Very weird
honestly,
spot.
Honestly, because he was so super hot, and, like, people are starting to sour on him.
Yeah.
Especially after that god-awful promo.
You talked about it on the solo
yes,
podcast
I did.
You did. Yeah, that was, I'm not going to pile on. Obviously, that was just dog shit. Like, really, really, really awful
that was
segment.
A really bad promo.
Really bad. But let's not get into that. Let's keep this moving. So we're both going Seth.
Yeah,
who else
Seth
besides
Rollins.
Seth? I said Drew McIntyre. You're on board with that?
Yeah, I don't see a SmackDown guy. No, I would say if it's not Seth, I would say it's Braun Strowman.
Okay, so you're going Braun.
I don't see anybody on SmackDown.
No, not even a little bit.
And I don't think SmackDown needs the Royal Rumble this year. They did it the last 2 years. Randy Orton and Nakamura. Yeah, it's got to be Seth. It's got to be Seth Rollins.
Yeah. Let's move on to the women's.
Oh yeah, the women's. I mean,
go. You said it before we went on air. You nailed it. If they want to do, because we're guessing that it's going to be Triple Threat, Close Mania, Ronda Rousey, the man Becky Lynch, and the Queen Charlotte. So I don't know what's going on.
It's hard. Look at that. He just saw himself. He's
I did,
so
I
hot.
Did. I am looking good as always. Oh. I'm taking my krill oil. So anyway, so we're guessing Triple Threat match. We just don't know how they get there.
Yeah,
and you said the easiest way. I don't want to speak for you. So.
Yeah, we're assuming Ronda Rousey, Charlotte, Becky Lynch, WrestleMania.
Let's turn it to the moneymaker. Yeah.
For the women's champion, for the Raw Women's Championship. The easiest way to do that, I feel like, would to have, I would assume Becky would lose the match to Asuka, then enter in the Rumble, and then Charlotte and Becky a la Lex Luger and Bret Hart, some kind of double elimination, you know, two winner kind of thing. That would be the easiest route. And then they both challenge Ronda Rousey. I don't think they do that.
Really? So what's your prediction?
I have no idea. Like, I have no idea how they get two women to fight Ronda Rousey on an opposite show. Like, there's a lot to happen to get to that. Do you have any concern that
I was just about to
it
say
won't be Becky Lynch in this triple
How about
threat?
This one? Not only am I concerned, that's what I'm predicting is going to happen.
Yeah.
And I'm already not happy about it. I think 100%, I don't know why they're doing this. I think it's just going to be one-on-one Charlotte versus Ronda. I mean, they planted the seeds. I think it's crazy, crazy not to put Becky in the main event. That's like Daniel Bryan-esque where it's like, hey, man, it's her year.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing? She has to be a part of it.
I do understand, like, why have one big match when you can have two big matches? Like, have Becky have a big match and have Charlotte and Ronda. But.
Ooh, that was a dope move.
Cruiserweights are good.
Dude, I told you, this guy, Buddy, healed. What's
Billy Murphy just beat Tajiri in one of the best cruiserweight matches I've ever seen. And I've seen four. So, Daddy knows. What was I saying?
This guy's dope, though.
Yeah, why have one big match when you can have two
All
big
right,
matches?
All right, fair point, but it's still not right.
Now, hold on a second.
Go.
Now, they live through the Daniel Bryan experience, not pushing the right guy at the right time and dealing with riots, but overall it made people more rabid for Daniel Bryan. Do you think they will make it appear as if they're not putting Becky Lynch in the main event to get the fans even more jazzed up and on her side, so when they do put her in, it's like, oh, yeah, you did the right thing, and then everyone's all jacked up.
If you think WWE creative is that thoughtful, planned out, well planned out, you have not watched wrestling
That's true.
A long time. Because they are not. They make stuff up as it happens, and usually it doesn't.
Look at that stallion.
Look at this horse.
Look at that. Oh,
I have no problem with
him. You know what? Wait,
real quick. Do the promo for him. We can't hear him. Go.
He's like, I'm here to tell you, you need to grease your hair. Oh, look at that. I just finished having sex with 11 different women. None of them orgasmed because I didn't feel like making them orgasm. Seth Rollins, you will orgasm when you look into my eyes at the Royal Rumble. And as far as Braun Strowman goes, you're a piece of God. I just forgot my line.
This guy should win. I don't know. Anyway, as I was saying.
That was fun.
What was I saying?
I don't know. I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah, well, obviously, you know, I think Asuka retains too, but whatever. I'm jumping
Yeah, Asuka has to retain. I don't think they're going to. Yeah, but then what? Becky, Asuka again?
I don't know.
You know? Like, this is already the SmackDown version of their big money match. All right, you either got
to take it. Their big matches.
Oh, here we go.
They've kind of used up throughout the year.
Is
so,
this
like,
your good side?
I don't have a good side. The good side is my dick. It's below my waist.
Go.
Carmella. I love Carmella, but like, main event match at WrestleMania. I don't think so.
Stop it. So ooh, we got 6 minutes.
Yeah, if they do Becky Lynch, Charlotte, Ronda, that does leave the SmackDown Women's title in a weird position. Unless Becky wins the title, and then they do some kind of title for title triple threat, which I think's a little weird.
Yeah, no, you got it crazy. No.
Yeah. Right. I don't know. I don't know, so I'm
what's
excited
your prediction?
To
Come
see
on,
what happens.
Wrap this bad boy
well,
up.
I predict Charlotte wins the Women's Royal Rumble. Because Charlotte just wins everything.
I'm going to go on the crazy bold prediction, going out on a limb there. That's enough of that.
Yeah.
I'm going to go on that crazy bold prediction where I think it is going to be Becky loses to Asuka. We'll know right away, because if that match is early, like the opening match,
yeah,
it kind of gives it away. But and then Becky re-enters the Rumble, Hart and Charlotte, or one of them just wins, but then they have a separate match where if you win, it becomes a triple threat. They don't have to do the bolt over the top rope, landing their feet at the same time kind of deal.
Or like a screw job kind of deal.
Yeah, I think they could just have one win, but like Charlotte could be like, hey, I didn't even know you were going to be in the match. I demand a rematch. And
all right, what about this scenario? This has been going around. Charlotte wins the Women's Royal Rumble. Becky Lynch enters the Men's Royal Rumble. Wins. They both challenge Ronda Rousey. And the entire men's division gets buried. This is an actual theory that's like going around.
Yeah, let's not even talk about that. That's like beneath us. That's the stupidest idea I've ever heard in my life.
No, I wouldn't say it's the stupidest idea.
Yeah, no, I would.
But
I
once
would.
You start to dig in.
No,
listen,
that's really dumb. It literally shits on the entire men's division.
Jinder Mahal won the WWE Championship, my friend. There's been dumber ideas.
You don't miss the Mahal de Maharaja?
Oh, my God. Shanti. That's his new thing, right?
Who knows? I fast
real
forward
quick,
him.
Shout out to Jack Swagger. Who won?
Oh, yo, good for him.
MMA. I mean, he fought a jobber, but still.
Hey,
you
man.
You still won.
He actually got a follow from me. I followed him because of that. I saw the Usos post him. I wasn't following him on Instagram. See that ugly mug of his?
Yeah, he's ugly.
That his weird shaped body.
Great. He's fucking still plugging We the People.
He'll beat the piss out of both of us at the same time.
He's legit like 6'6".
No, he's beating. No, listen, he's a great athlete.
He's got ugly shoulders.
Great. Very sloping.
All right, let's. We got to start plowing through this.
Universal title matches, right?
Universal Championship match. A red hot Finn Balor taking on Brock Lesnar for the Universal Championship. How quick does Brock Lesnar beat Finn Balor?
You've seen this match because not even doing it a bunch. It's going to be exactly the same. It's going to be plotted exactly the same as the Brock Lesnar, AJ Styles, Brock Lesnar, Daniel Bryan kind of pace.
Which is awesome.
No, it's a great match. I have no problem watching it again. I love that Finn's getting this shot. It's such a more hyped match than if it would have been Braun Strowman versus Brock. So excellent move. They called an audible. And I think it's going to be good. Obviously, Finn needs to win, but he's not because nobody beats Brock. I would love to see Finn win. It'll be, you said it. Then maybe a moment where it's like, oh my God, Finn's going to win. And he's just not. But hopefully he does, man. Hopefully they make the right decision.
I would love to see Finn Balor win, but I don't bet against Brock Lesnar. And yeah. I've made a lot of money because of it. Because, and like, you gotta lay money, dude.
Oh, those like, odds you gotta, are not in your
you
favor.
You gotta lay 1,000 to win 100. And like, I do it every time. And I make that money back because this guy just doesn't lose. I would really like to see them put over Balor big. Like, they've never done this.
Yo, the crowd loves him.
Oh, he's awesome.
Think about that. Cool, wait, man. Real quick, though. Imagine he actually does beat Brock. The pop my boy would get with his ripped abs. He's so ripped.
He's so hot. Little Scottishman, whatever the hell he is.
Sexy.
Irishman? He's Dutch. He's Dutch. I would love it. If maybe they did like a Brock handshake, which is something they never do.
Okay.
They never do
that. Yeah, all right.
But if the rumors are true, Finn Balor might be taking on The Undertaker at WrestleMania.
Oh, my God, no.
Oh, I know. That's what I said.
No one
should take on The Undertaker at WrestleMania.
He should take on retirement. Yeah. That's what
maybe
he needs to take on.
Maybe fucking Century Elder Care. That's a shout out to Face for Radio. Yeah, so Brock Lesnar wins, goes on to face most likely Seth Rollins.
Good, please. Let's
at WrestleMania. Maybe Braun Strowman gets involved in a triple threat. Okay, let's move on to the WWE Championship. Daniel Bryan.
You talked about that fat cock of his on this last podcast.
Daniel Bryan is absolutely killing it right now. He's
he's awesome.
I love it. And even though I agree with everything he says,
he's a face.
About waste and eating meat, and AJ Styles looks kind of stupid because he's like, yeah, I eat hot dogs and I love to pollute because I'm an American and I have the freedom to destroy this planet. It's like, AJ, what the fuck are you talking about? He's like an awful man. Like, that's not good. But Daniel Bryan makes it work. And I wasn't on board either with the whole like vegan hippie gimmick again, but he's just absolutely killing it right now, and
he's vicious in the ring. He's vicious.
And I'm interested to see what happens because I'm gonna assume Daniel Bryan wins because I think he should win this title. This title run is hot right now, and I think he should take it in the WrestleMania. So who he faces is a pretty big mystery because what other top babyface is there? Even another top babyface on SmackDown to face Daniel Bryan at WrestleMania? I don't know.
No, I love the I love your idea. Man, my hand's getting tired.
Yeah, I'll hold it.
I love your idea of injecting Randy into this. Yeah, that's scary. Yeah. You just lost like our three viewers.
We're down to one.
We're down to one. Let's wrap this puppy up. Yeah, I would love to see Randy, Brian, AJ Styles, Triple Threat Mania. That'd be fantastic.
Yeah. I had the idea Randy was gonna interfere in the match, but he got involved Thursday, so there's not like a whole mystery, but something. I think it's going to be Tuesday. Excuse me. I'm stuck in 1998. I think WrestleMania is going to be Daniel Bryan, AJ Styles, and a third person in some sort of triple threat. Could be Rey Mysterio.
That sounds lit. I'll take
Rey. Could be Randy Orton. Could be Samoa Joe, although I doubt it.
He needs a win, bro.
Yeah. I would love a Samoa Joe Rumble win, but I just don't see it. All right, let's get to the two women's matches. Ronda Rousey versus Sasha Banks.
Oh, by the way, Sasha. I mean, me and you sold our Sasha stock like a couple months ago. That girl is red hot right now. Excellent
red
job.
Hot.
Red hot. And she's so hot. Excellent job building her back up.
You know what? No. Let's keep it PG. Let's keep it mature.
Listen. Excellent job selling this feud. They're doing a great job on the mic. I think their match is going to be fantastic. Definitely Ronda wins. Just gets a nice rub.
Yeah.
Sasha gets a nice rub. And
I think they're doing Sasha at what she's best at, which is talking shit.
Yeah,
like,
she's good on
nasty.
It. Yeah, she's good.
Ratchet.
A little edge.
Like like edge.
Little
That's
edge.
What Sasha's yeah. good at. Not fake retirement speeches or I love to hug you. Sasha's good at talking shit and snuffing people.
Exactly.
And
she
that's what they're doing with her.
She has attitude,
right now.
She has spunk. Let her just be her. Like, dude.
She will lose. Ronda Rousey will win. Unless Ronda loses, enters the Rumble, wins. I don't know.
No, impossible.
But Ronda's going to win. And this is also 1 year for Ronda in WWE.
By the way, I'm going to keep throwing this at you. Like, she's ridiculous.
She has exceeded expectations.
She is.
And there's a lot of people who still talk shit.
She's a star.
About a woman who's been in wrestling for a year. A year. And has had pretty much nothing but fun matches.
No, she's awesome.
Had the best match at WrestleMania. I'm not saying she's the best in the world, because she's not. But for someone who's been doing this for a fucking year. She's killing it.
No, she's
I think she's wildly exceeded expectations.
Not mine. That's exactly. This is what I expect out of her. She's a star. Some people just exude that confidence and carry themselves like a superstar, and that's what she is, and that's
like
what
Brock Lesnar.
Yeah.
Okay, so the Women's SmackDown Championship match, Asuka versus Becky Lynch.
I think Asuka wins. I already told you. I think Becky re-enters the Rumble. Bada bing, bada boom.
A lot of people getting their mojo back lately, which I'm down with. Asuka's got that mojo back right now.
Oh, yeah. Big time.
Again.
Big time.
Talking shit. It's in Japanese, but she's still talking
she's
shit.
She's still awesome.
No, she's great.
She's great.
Asuka's just one of those people that just has something about her you like.
Yeah.
You don't know what it is, but the way she just, you know, she comes out, she's like, like, I fucking like this girl.
Her presence, her character, her gimmick, her what do you call it? Her moves in the ring. She's ridiculous. Everything.
We're watching the Rumble. This opening video has been on for like 4 minutes. Like 4 minutes. Like the entire time we're doing predictions. What's happening?
I don't know.
It's for apparently the Rumble's brought to us by Golden Crisp. So I think Asuka retains. I don't know if Becky gets screwed. I don't know. I would like to see a heel Asuka. I think if Asuka goes heel, I think that opens up some newer, fresher options for them at WrestleMania.
That's a good point.
That is a good point because I know what the hell I'm doing.
You got in this fridge a lot of video time.
You know what? Look at all those magnets. Look at that. Look at the top up there. Yeah, that's how the hood does it. No pantry, baby.
My God, your ceiling is so low.
Oh, yeah.
Drew McIntyre can't come in here.
He couldn't even be like, I'm sorry, my friend. I'll wait for you outside. Let me know when you're ready. I'll call a new. He's on his horse. He's like, do you have room for my steed?
For a housewoman, he brings you the head of his enemy.
Yeah, he's like, oh, this man.
Oh, Becky Lynch. Come on, drop this up. All right,
okay. Last match we have to talk about is The Miz and Shane O'Mac.
Oh, come on, I don't care. It's been bad.
Let's just wrap it up professionally.
You're right.
It's weird. It's okay. It's something different. I'm not digging it that much.
What did I say before? I said if this match is first, she's losing. She's going to re-enter the Rumble.
Yeah.
Ooh, but, she's looking good.
Let's wrap this up because now we're watching. Okay. This has been Breaking Kayfabe Radio. Just to sum it up, Seth Rollins wins the Men's Royal Rumble. Charlotte wins the Women's Royal Rumble. Brock Lesnar retains. Asuka retains. The Miz and Shane McMahon win the tag titles.
I think at least
one of those predictions will be wrong because WWE likes to do that. When they know shit's predictable, they'll be like, hey, you know what? Fuck it. Undertaker's gonna win the Rumble. Oh God, that'd be awful. Alright, this has been Breaking Kayfabe Radio, the best wrestling podcast in the world. I am at Chris G 573, the sound that runs the pound. This is Stephen Orlano at Stephen Orlano. We'll be back later with a post show with Stephen A. Smith. Damn y'all, go Rams.